Hello, welcome to Locked On Sharks, the premier hockey podcast of your favorite team in the Bay Area. And on today's episode, we have Ben Gaudreau, Sharks goalie prospect, on to talk about winning gold World Juniors for Team Canada. Talks about playing with future Shark Connor Bedard, question mark, hopefully. And we get into goalie gear. So all that and more on today's episode of Locked On Sharks.
Your Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, J.D. Young, contributor at Fear the Fin and San Jose Hockey Now. I want to thank you for making Locked On Sharks your first listen. We're free and available wherever you get podcasts. And of course, you can watch this on YouTube as well. And we have Sharks goalie prospect Ben Gaudreau, gold medal winner. So we have him on to discuss playing in World Juniors, kind of, you know, what he needs to do to take his next step with Sarnia, kind of how this season is an all-in season for Sarnia. So before we get into that, I do want to let you know that today's episode is brought to you guys by FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment matter more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. And now we bring in gold medal winner, Sharks prospect, goalie Benjamin Gaudreau. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. We were just chatting about all the laundry you had to do beforehand. I'm glad that, you know, first question, can you just kind of use the gold medal to like get people to get you to do stuff now? Be like, hey, I need some help with my laundry. Just swing it around a little bit.
I haven't tried that one out yet, but I might have to next time. I got four loads of laundry that needs to be done.
But guys, I'm too busy carrying this gold medal. So let's start with World Juniors. How was kind of your World Juniors experience?
No, it was a lot of fun. I mean, the guys that we had there were unreal. So it was a lot of fun to be with them and go through that. And I mean, my coach from Sarnia was actually there as well. So being able to go through something like that with him was pretty awesome. And then Ethan Del Mastro, who was there, he was a Chicago prospect. And we actually just traded for him here in Sarnia. And now I'm living with him. So getting to do that with him is pretty special as well. And now getting to spend time with him almost every single day is pretty awesome too.
So, you know, I know you guys win the gold. What's it kind of like, you know, carrying that trophy around, you know, and just like that moment that you worked for and you kind of dream of, especially as a Canadian kid?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's something that, like you said, I've dreamt of since I was a kid. So, I mean, be able to finally do it and have all that that kind of stuff happen. I mean, it was really special. I mean, obviously the tournament probably didn't go my way in which I wanted it to. But, I mean, at the end of the day, there's a gold medal and a championship ring on its way, right? So it doesn't really get much better than that. It doesn't really matter how it got done. And I think at the end of the day, I mean, I think it's something that I can look back on and use as motivation. And having that tournament in my back pocket is the gold, the World Junior gold medal. It's pretty awesome.
The trophy, it's a little small, right? I mean, like it feels like it's
definitely not Stanley Cup.
Yeah, it needs to be like 10-20% bigger. But
yeah, it's definitely no Stanley Cup at all. I think the one that we won at U18s was also about the exact same size. So it was interesting to see that again. But you know what, I think it's almost storied that that's the World Junior trophy, right? So it's a little bit smaller, but I think it's the same as the Stanley Cup. You can't really change it. It's gone, it's paid its dues to be where it is.
So you mentioned, you know, the tournament maybe didn't really go kind of as you had hoped, right? Your goaltending partner, Thomas Mulek, wasn't drafted last year. That changes this year for him, right, you think?
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, he's an awesome goalie. I think the reason that people stayed away from him is his height. He's a little bit on the shorter end, but, I mean, I don't really think height really matters. I mean, you look at guys like UC Saros in the league and even Shesterkin, who's not that tall. I mean, they're some of the best goalies in the league, and they're 6 foot and under, right? So, I mean, I don't think either of them struggle. I don't think he's going to struggle at the next level either. I think he's a great goalie. I think he got the chance to prove it there. I mean, I was talking to my dad after the tournament. He goes, the end of the day, you got your chance at U18s to prove what you could do, and I think that's what helped me get drafted to San Jose. And he goes, Thomas got his chance to show what he could do here, and I think that's good for him. So I think it'll definitely help him out, and hopefully he'll sign out of free agency or get drafted as well. So we'll see what happens for him, but I know it's going to work out for him.
And I got to ask about one more guy that was on your team, Connor Bedard. Can you confirm that he's pretty good at hockey?
Yeah, he's all right. He's can't complain about his game too much. I mean, no, but seriously, it's something special to watch. I mean, I can't wait to see where he ends up going. I mean, I keep here in Arizona, so who knows? We'll see what happens with all the draft lottery stuff and who ends up getting that first overall pick. But he's something special. I mean, to be honest, like the rest of the guys in the draft, like for the next couple of picks, are great players. And like Fantilli and stuff like that, and I think with the Connor Bedard hype, it's I would hate to be one of them because you don't even hear about them. It's all about Bedzi, but which rightfully so, he's earned that. He's done stuff that almost nobody else has done, and I mean, my biggest claim to like my biggest honor I had at that tournament was he didn't score on me in a shootout until the final game, so. No, I mean, he's a great kid. He's going to be an unreal player in the league, and there's really nothing more you can say. Like he leaves you speechless. Like it's tough to even really describe how he is as a player, because he takes so many attributes of like the top end guys and just combines all their best attributes and is that guy. And it's something special to see. I mean, you got guys that go first overall usually, and maybe they're a great offensive player and need some work defensively, or they're good defensive player. He has everything. Like he's a full 200-foot guy, and I mean his defense is going to grow with him. That's something that comes as you get older, and I think as you get more mature, and that's going to grow with him. But I mean, you can't really pick anything about his offense apart. Like if you can find somewhere in his offense to pick apart, and you got video feedback on it to show, I mean, I'll let you do it. But he's something that I think only comes once every couple of years. So it's definitely special to be able to play with him a couple times now and be friends with him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Sharks are kind of lurking right there. I think they're fifth right now. So, you know, let's hopefully get some luck here, and maybe, you know, the Sharks could definitely use a player like Connor Bedard coming up. So
I would love it.
Yes, I think everybody would love to play in San Jose. Would love to have Connor Bedard. Oh, yeah. Could you just imagine Eklund slinging passes to Bedard for the next 10 to 15 years?
That would be unreal. That would be unmatched for sure.
Yeah. All right. What happens to the gold medal? Where is it at?
It's actually on my bed frame over there in my room. So I've had it here. I mean, I had a couple of the guys over last night. We were watching the Leafs game, and they were like, "The gold medal here?" I was like, yeah. And they went and grabbed it and passed it around for a little bit there. But yeah, I mean, it's something that is definitely pretty cool. I mean, it's probably one of the coolest junior medals you could possibly get, if not probably the coolest medal you can get, to be honest. So, I mean, having that is pretty special.
I was almost half expecting you to break it out on me, just because I did give you a little taunting before the you know, go USA thing, but you know, it's again, you got the gold, you can, you know, have it in anybody's face whenever you want. So all right, guys, before we continue with Ben Gaudreau, we talk about Sharks training camp, we talk about prospect development camp, we talk about kind of what he took away from James Reimer during training camp. Do want to know today's episode is brought to you guys by FanDuel. If you guys have not checked out FanDuel, now is the time with the NFL playoffs here. And we're excited about our new sports betting partner for Locked On, because the number one sports book in America, FanDuel. If you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. New customers join today and get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. FanDuel's got all your favorite bets, from money line to point spreads to player props. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. All on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So, football fans, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment matter more with FanDuel, official sports book partner of the NFL. Let's move on to Sharks development camp. So you got to kind of going backwards now. What was the biggest thing you took away from development camp? You know, there was a lot of new faces there, especially in the goalie department. Kind of what was your biggest takeaway from development camp this year?
No, it's good. I mean, there's a lot of talent. I think I was able to really work hard with Navi and Spears. Yeah, I mean, it was something meeting a lot. Like you said, there was a lot of new faces. Overwhelming at times because you're trying to figure out everybody's name and remember everybody. And you're seeing 50 new faces. It was tough, but I mean, it was awesome. I mean, I think it's a great group in San Jose, and it's a lot of fun. I think it's definitely something that's going to be really cool to see in the next couple of years what happens. And I mean, having Nabi there, I mean, he's been really good for me, and he's done nothing but help me. So it's always a good time when I get to see Nabi. He's such a great guy. It's a lot of fun, and training with him is something that I'll never forget for sure.
Which player do you think you kind of came away most impressed with after you left, after dev camp?
Yeah, I think Cameron Lund was somebody that obviously I didn't really know him. And getting to see him, his shot, his skill, I think he's a really good player. So it's going to be interesting to see what kind of happens with him. But I think he's going to be somebody that Sharks fans will love for sure.
And then preseason, you were kind of one of the last cuts, right? You got to kind of go on some of the, you know, the road trips and all that fun stuff. What was it like just kind of being around some of the older guys, especially like a guy like James Reimer, who's been through it all, done it all type of guy?
Yeah, I was actually lucky enough to kind of have like a 20-minute, 30-minute like stretch out session with James. And he went through a couple things with me, and he's an unreal guy. I mean, like you said, he's been through it all, and he's been able to kind of tell me and teach me some stuff too. And I think he's one of those guys that is honestly one of the nicest guys in the world. So being able to sit there and talk to him and go through stuff with him. I mean, I was lucky enough the year before to go to Vegas, and Aiden Hill was there, and being able to talk to him about some stuff too. I mean, I've been very fortunate with that kind of stuff, and it's something that I can't thank either one of them really enough for.
All right. I got to ask, not just you, but kind of goalies, you know, sometimes goalies get traded. Sometimes you guys, you know, you're coming from different parts. Do you feel kind of weird when you have like the mismatched gear? I know like development camp last year, you had like the Sarnia yellow helmet, you had like the Canada pads, and you're wearing like the teal. Do you kind of feel a little awkward, or you're just like, whatever, man, this is what I have right now?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those whatever, but you definitely, like, I felt like an idiot. I won't even deny it. Like, I mean, I had, like, I think it was at, like, the prospect tournament or whatever. I had the yellow helmet. Like you said, the Canada gear. I think I had, like, white and teal stick and then the teal gear. And, I mean, I felt like a rainbow out there. And it was pretty bad to look at. Like, it was tough to look at. It's probably the worst dye I've ever seen in my life. But at the end of the day, like you said, it's what you got. And I really can't complain, because it's not like I'm having to pay for it, right? So, I mean, at the end of the day, I can't really complain too much about it. And it worked for me. So maybe I should go back to something like that. I think that's probably one of my better little camps. So I might have to go back to the mismatch.
I mean, your Sharks gear this year, very nice. What do you do with that? Like when you're, you know, because you have your Sarnia gear, right? You had your Canada gear. Does it just kind of sit in the parents' house right now? Or do you have like what happens to the gear when you're not using it?
Yeah. So all my San Jose stuff's in San Jose. So if I'm lucky enough at the end of the year to get called up or anything like that, it's there, and I can just kind of fit into it right away. They actually got me a chest protector and pants too. So they're like the NHL legal size or whatever. So I took those with me because I was going to wear them here in Sarnia, but I got word that I could probably get up to a large in the NHL for chesty. So I snagged that one. I finally got it, and I feel massive right now. But I was able to get into that. And then the pants, they're Bauer, so I can't wear them in the OHL. You got to wear CCM pants. Mm. But I think it's nice to have those, because you can kind of wear them in the summer and get used to them. And but yeah, I mean, I take home what I can, and whatever I can't leave, or I can't, I just leave it there. And I know it'll be taken care of with the great staff they got there, so I'm not too worried.
How does like the breaking into the pads, like I've seen like the weights, you know, you're trying to bend them and stuff like that. How does that kind of, you know, especially for, like you said, you know, like they're in San Jose, you know, you've been in San Jose, you know, once, you know, kind of once or twice during the summer type of thing. Like, are you just kind of frantically trying to break them in as quickly as you can to get playing, or what?
I would actually prefer to use brand new pads. Every
oh, really?
Game. I like really stiff gear. Okay. So my pads, I always get them like extra stiff and all this. And then I like, other than practice, I don't touch them because I don't want like any little, like, I don't want them to be any softer than they already are. I can't stand soft pads. So those I don't touch. My glove, I try to get that going a little bit, but the only problem with the glove is once you start breaking it down, it gets really, like, the shots to your hand, it almost feels like you break your hand every save you make. So it's like, you almost don't want to break them down too much, but you want to be able to break it down where you can close it. So it's a little bit in between there. Again, like blocker, it's a blocker. Like, you really can't do too much with it. I'd prefer, again, a brand new blocker every game, because once that starts breaking down, it starts hurting the hand a little bit.
And the wrists and everything, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's tough, but I mean, at the end of the day, it takes a little bit to break down. And like my Canada gear, though, after a month of being with that group, it's done. Like, it's, my glove was on its last legs, and my blocker was definitely on its last legs. My pads are probably the only thing that were really holding up.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I've, you know, never had to go through goalie gear. So I get, because I always just was like, oh, I guess it just lasted the season. How often do you kind of does it usually last through an entire season, or how often do you actually replace your gear?
Not even close. Like, I so in Sarnia, I didn't get my new set until a couple months in, just because of delays and stuff. Yeah. But I basically used the set for the first couple months. The set that I got, I used it for like 2-ish months maybe so far. My gloves done. my blocker's done. My pads are pretty much done. I think I in the OHL I can really only go through two sets, and I try to snag an extra one for playoffs. I don't know how many they let you go in the NHL, but I think if it was like ideal in the OHL, if it was ideal, I'd go through, like, and everything was free. I know it's not.
Yeah.
But if everything was free and I could get whatever I wanted, it'd be like six sets. I think it breaks down pretty quickly. I mean, you're on the ice every day. You're taking some pretty hard shots at the end of the day. And with the group we got in Sarnia, we got a lot of top end guys, and the pucks are coming off their stick hard, and it hurts, and it makes for long practices sometimes. So it breaks the gear down pretty quickly. And I mean, you're on the ice every day. It doesn't really have a chance to really, like, sit there and completely dry out. So it's just wet sometimes. And
it's like a wet towel, just like I get out of the shower with a wet towel.
Exactly. So it's tough. Like, you really don't have a chance to let it just sit there and kind of dry out fully. And it breaks down. Like it's like anything else would break down if you're a baseball player using a baseball glove. Right. So, the gear breaks down quickly, and I think nowadays especially it's more performance over durability, so things break down even quicker now. So it's like sticks, I think, and with Team Canada, they were worried I was going to run out of sticks. I was breaking so many. Like,
oh, wow. And
they ordered me 12 or 16 or something like that, so they break pretty quickly as well. So it's we're doing the same thing right now in Sarnia, as we're trying to get some more sticks because they're going through those. So it's things break down quite quickly now.
All right, guys, before we finish up, we talk about this season with Sarnia, how it's kind of an all-in season for Sarnia, and why Gaudreau kind of feels like this is the time for them to make a run. Do want to take a quick break, talk to you guys about our friends over at Athletic Greens. Right now, new year, new me, and no better time to take care of your gut health. Try to get more energy, optimize your immune system with Athletic Greens. One delicious scoop of their AG1 in water. Shake it up, drink it before you have your morning coffee, and you're good to go. You're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help get your day start right. Special blend supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, aging, all those things. And great thing about it, less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health. It's cheaper than going getting your coffee every day if you're like me. And they have over 7,000 five-star reviews. So they're making it really easy for you guys right now. Go to athleticgreens.com/NHL Network. You get a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs for your first purchase. Again, just visit athleticgreens.com/NHL Network to take ownership over your health. Pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All right. So you kind of mentioned Sarnia. So last year, Sarnia playoff experience, you faced 80 more shots than your opponent in the first round in 6 games. I know you go, you know, you like to get in a rhythm and stuff, but that's a lot of shots, right? To kind of go through that, right?
Yeah, no, that was probably my best hockey I ever played. Those 6 games that we had there. I think I came out of the playoff series with like a 9-2 something and like a 2 point something goals against average. And I was feeling real confident. I really honestly, like, as an 8 seed team, playing the first seed team, I thought we were gonna win. Like, there's a little bit of trying to say this without something that without saying it in the worst way possible, but there was a little bit of a call that we probably should have had that would have tied the game up with a waved off goal. Like, if we would have tied that and went to OT against Windsor in game six, I think we would have won that. And talking
In
to
game
Wyatt Johnson,
seven, you never know what happens.
exactly. And we were down 3-1 too, right? So we would have won two in a row there. And that would have really fired the guys up. And I was talking to Wyatt Johnson after the playoff series, and he said that Windsor was like crap in their pants. And they're like, oh my God, like, we might lose this. Like, and that puts a lot of nerves on them too, right? I mean, at the end of the day, they should have swept us. Like, they're 1 seed going against 8 seed. It should be an easy playoff round. And here we are taking them to game six, and hopefully game seven is what we wanted, right? So it was a fun series. It was one of those times where you love being in that as a guy, as a top end guy. I mean, that's where you want to be. So, I mean, it was a lot of fun. I think this year we're hoping to be that number 1 seed team. So, we're working hard with it, and we had a lot of injury trouble at the start of the year, and it made for a very, very long start for us. And it was frustrating at points, but we got most of our guys back, and we made some huge trades getting Del Mastro, Del Bell Blues, and then Sasha Pasichav as well. And it's really exciting right now. Like, there's a great vibe going on here. We got Kyrou as well. So, I mean, it really, like, we got so many star-studded guys that we've traded for this year that going into playoffs, we want to be that top team. And it's really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of answered my next question was, what do you think of your team heading down the stretch here with all these big moves? So, yeah, it seems like you guys are kind of gearing up here. I know it's kind of crazy looking at some of the CHL deals, and I think the WHL deals this year were a little bit crazier with some of the guys getting traded for like multiple first round picks. But it seems like you guys are ready to kind of make your run here now with a couple months left, right?
Yeah, no, we're really excited. I mean, it's huge for us. I mean, since day one of them drafting me, it's been once I get to my kind of prime time in the OHL, which is now, they want to be able to really make a run with it. So it's exciting. We got a really good team, great group of guys. It's a lot of fun. So it should be really fun and interesting going into the next little bit here, especially now that we got a healthy lineup, like I was mentioning. We like quite a bit of injuries, so now to be able to kind of go with healthy lineup, it should be fun.
All right, two more questions. Is it a successful season if dot dot dot?
I think for us, it's a successful season if we bring that in and bring in the OHL championship, or at least make a run for it. I mean, it's like I said, it's the year we have to do it. And with what we've got on this team, I think we honestly have the most talent in the league on this team. I think this team's very talented, so I really don't see a reason why we can't do it. And I think anything less than that would be pretty upsetting for all of us here. So, I mean, it's we all want it. It's a lot of guys last year in the league as well. I mean, this team has given their future away pretty much for this group. So, for this team, like management, players, fans, it's that year where I think if there's not an OHL championship, it'll be pretty upsetting.
All right, last question. ELC time coming soon?
I hope so. It's something that obviously, again, it's almost like the World Juniors, where I've been wishing for it since, as a kid, and been trying to work for it. And I thought after playoffs last year, I might get it, as I had like some of my best hockey there, and that didn't work out. So we'll see what kind of happens here going forward. I mean, it's been a tough year for me at the start, but I had a pretty big weekend with a couple big games, so I think I'm hoping to build off of that and keep going with that. I think I just had to get my swagger back a little bit, is what we were all saying in the room. So it feels like it's coming back. It feels like I'm starting to be myself again now, and going forward, I'm hoping to see what can happen with that.
All right, buddy. Ben Gaudreau, thank you so much for your time. Hope to cheer you on this season as the Sarnia continues. Hopefully makes a push for the OHL championship, and then hopefully see you in San Jose this summer.
That'd be awesome. Thank you very much again, A, for having me.
All right, appreciate it, man.
Awesome.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Ben Gaudreau. always a pleasure chatting with him. I feel like I always learn something more about goalies every time I talk to him. So last time we talked to him, it was like September, right after he got drafted. I learned about going poop when you're a goalie and having to like deal with all the gear. This time I learned a lot about like how quickly they go through goalie gear, and you don't really, not something I don't really think about, right? Of just like, oh, they go through gear so quickly. So I thought it was a really fun conversation to learn more about like that whole, you know, going through the goalie gear and what happens to his goalie gear. So anyway, really fun conversation. If you guys enjoyed it, make sure you guys are subscribing on YouTube, following along where also you can follow along wherever you get podcasts as well. You can follow me on Twitter at @MyFryHole, follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at @LockedOnSharks. And of course, like I said, listen wherever you get podcasts, subscribe on YouTube, and we'll be back tomorrow for a Red Wings recap. And then we got some fun stuff planned for the end of the week here soon, because the Sharks don't play again until Friday. So until tomorrow, bye, friends.